Welcome to our trip. We hope you enjoy yourself and see exotic landmarks. On our tour, we will take you all over Italy. The cities you will see are Rome, Pisa, Florence, and Venice. In those cities, we will take you to see multiple different sites that are recommended to see by travel sites.
Italy is the whole package in it news, covering 116,350 square miles of gorgeous coastlines, mountains, and countryside, and with more than 2,700 years of history and culture in all genres. It is hard to beat the cultural wealth and beauty of Italy's everyday, whether food, art, fashion, or design. And although Italy is united under the same country code, plus 39 is a patchwork of personalities, 20 regions with distinctly different traditions and terrains.
Our first stop is Rome, Italy. In Rome, Italy, you will be visiting the locations of the Colosseum, St. Peter's Basilica, and Vatican City. There are lots of historical landmarks, such as the Colosseum. 1,000 years ago, gladiators used to fight other gladiators to the death, or they would fight lions or other animals.
The Colosseum, which is also called the Flavian Amphitheater, built in Rome by the emperors. Building started sometime between 70 and 72 BC. It is located just east of the Palatine Hill. If you lived in Rome at the time, it used to be a very popular way of entertainment.
The next place in Rome is St. Peter's Basilica, one of many homes to Christianity. St. Peter's has many gorgeous artifacts. St. Peter's was built between 1506 and 1626. St. Peter's first opened in November 18, 1626. Also, St. Peter's is 448 feet tall.
The Vatican is a city/state. It is where the Pope lives. If you do not know who the Pope is, we will tell you. The Pope is one of the most important people in the Christian religion. He has dedicated his life to teaching others of God and preaching others. Vatican City was first established in 1929. It is a small state inside Rome.
The next place you will be visiting in your amazing tour to Italy is Pisa. Not pizza, Pisa. In Pisa, you will be seeing many famous sites such as the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Cattedale di Pisa, Pisa del Duomo, and Pisa Baptistery.
The original height of the Leaning Tower of Pisa was 60 meters. It stood straight for 5 years, then got slanted. And the lowest side now is 55.9 meters, and the highest is 58.36 meters tall.
The next stop in Pisa is the Pisa Cathedral. It is a medieval Roman Catholic cathedral dedicated to the Assumption of the Virgin Mary. In the Pisa del Marilica in Pisa, Italy, the building began in 1093.
The next stop in Pisa is Del Duomo. A disastrous fire in 1595 destroyed most of the cathedral's art, but some of the best Renaissance artists like Michelangelo were hired for the redecoration work.
The last stop in Pisa will be the Pisa Baptistery. The round-shaped baptistery of Pisa, known as Pisa Baptistery or Marble Giant, is the largest baptistery in Italy. It was built in 1153.
stopping us in our glorious tour of Florence. There are so many sights to see while you were there, such as Uffizi Gallery, Basilica of Santa Cora in Florence, Metrocarro Central, Pisan, Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore, and Duomo. The Uffizi Gallery was designed in a U-shape and has narrow courtyards between the two wings. There are roughly 1.9 million visitors to the Uffizi Gallery each year, making it one of the most popular in the world. It is so popular that waiting times to get in to the museum in the summer can be 5 hours long.
The next stop in Florence is the Basilica of Santa Croce. In Florence, the original structure was built in 1212. The church exterior is covered with marble added in 1863. Mercato Central Florence is one of the results from the time of the Renaissance, the period when Florence was the capital of Italy in the late 19th century. The next stop is the building of Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore. Began in 1296 in the Gothic style to design of Arnolfo di Cambogia and was structurally completed by 1436 with the done design by Filippo Brunelleschi.
Milan's Duomo is dedicatedly the most impressive structure in Milan. Standing proud in Pisa del Duomo, this behemoth cathedral has seen more than 600 years pass by and has the history to prove it.
The last but not least stop in our glorious tour is Venice. In Venice, you'll see the magnificent sights of Cadoro, Musicorior, St. Mark's Basilica, and Doge's Palace.
The first stop in Venice is Cadoro. Cadoro is a palace north of Italy. Its name means golden house. It is a great peaceful place. Cadoro is one of the older landmarks in Venice.
The next stop is the Musicorum. It is one of 11 civic museums run by the Fondazione Musei Civici di Venezia. The museum extends along the south side of the square on the upper floors of the Procreate Nuova.
Next, we have St. Mark's Basilica. Is the Cathedral Church of the Roman Catholic Exarchate of Venice, Northern Italy. It is the most famous of the city's churches and one of the best known examples of architecture.
For the grand finale of your fantastic tour, we have Doge's Palace. It is built in the fashion style. The palace was the residence of the Doge of Venice, the supreme authority of the former Vietnam Republic, opening as a museum in 1923. We really hope you enjoyed our tour of Italy and hope that you had a great time. This has been Brandon
and Ryan signing off.